They are America's true heroes. This military tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we've got a great program for you. But before we get to Pastor David Whitney and talk about the Constitution, I just want to talk about the demonstrations all across America because of the Zimmerman decision. And basically, this whole thing is staged. The Judicial Watch, actually under the Freedom of Information Act, was able to get information that before this all started, shortly after Zimmerman had been identified as the man who shot Trevor Martin, of course, we found out that the government was actually funding demonstrators going out and creating demonstrations and demanding Zimmerman's trial. And basically, if you notice, all the signs that people are holding immediately after the conviction, I mean, who printed up all those signs? They're all very well done. Big signs, you know, all about how terrible Zimmerman is. And this whole effort is to create racial dissension in America, to turn American against American, black against white against black, Hispanic against white, Hispanic against black, and black against Hispanic. You have to understand it's the old divide and conquer method. You have to have the enemy. It's like they created communism. Communism was in its finance from its inception. The Nazi movement was financed from its inception right here in the United States. The world terrorist movement is financed. So we'll have an enemy, and tragically they're trying to create racial dissension between black and white. And the black people have a great deal to feel discriminated on. They are. There's an organized program. The AIDS virus is a man-made virus, and it specifically targets blacks. Which is why almost half of the AIDS cases and the people who've died of AIDS in America are black, and why in Africa it's 25% of the adult population is infected. Why don't we have 25% of the American population infected? Are we less promiscuous than they are in Africa? Of course not. It's just that the disease is targeted, designed genetically to hit blacks in the same manner that basically, we see water fluoridation and the fluoride creates lead encephalopathy in blacks much more so than in whites. And that's why one in three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole today. But where are the black leaders? Where is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? They're well paid to create dissent and hatred between black and white rather than against the people, the establishment that is really targeted the blacks. So with that as a background, ladies and gentlemen, just start talking to people. Who's funding these demonstrations? They're not occurring spontaneously across America. This whole thing is planned, and you need to be involved, pointing out that this is part of a planned program to create racial hatred, and don't let them accomplish that. Do everything you can to let the black people understand how their leaders are misleading them, and they're being manipulated, and their homes are being destroyed, and their young women are being encouraged to be promiscuous. That's why 70% of black children are born out of wedlock, and it never used to be like that until they undermine the fabric of the black family. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Pastor David Whitney. Good morning, David. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Pastor Dr. Stan, and I really appreciate your show and the audience you have of people who really do care about what's happening to our country. There's many people who just want to sit on the couch and enjoy being entertained and couldn't care less about the future, but I know that's different for your listeners, that they want to know what's going on, because it's time to make a difference. And the exciting thing is it's possible for individual citizens to make a difference. I know that what you see in the mainstream media would discourage you from ever thinking that that's possible, that you could make a difference, or that you could impact and turn the direction of our country. But that is not the case. And here at Institute on the Constitution, we are seeing that take place across the country. I don't know whether I mentioned it earlier, but there was a dust up in Springboro, Ohio, the past several weeks. I think it actually hit the news on the national level. There was a leader of one of our classes that's been conducted there for about 15 years now, who decided, having some graduates who were members of school boards and in significant positions in the education system, that our course ought to be offered to high school students. I mean, what better thing could you offer to a high school student than here's what the founders believed about law and government, and here's indeed what their philosophy of law and government was. It is a biblical philosophy, but that's what they believe. This is the honest historical truth. Just presenting that to high school students, wouldn't that make sense? After all, they're supposed to be educated so that they could be citizens in our country, and if they don't know the Constitution, they don't know the Declaration of Independence, they don't know the Bill of Rights, they're not equipped to be a citizen, they're not equipped to vote. So you would think that would make perfect sense. And we had a school board that was on board with doing this, actually. This past week, it was scheduled that they were going to offer our course in as a summer alternative, not a for-credit course in any way, shape, or form, but just an opportunity for the community to see this course, for parents and students to take it together, and the school board was going to be evaluating our course and determining whether it would be offered as an elective in the fall to students in the Springboro High School. All this was prepared, and the school board was on board with doing this until, of course, you guessed it, the ACLU and the other God-haters and the other haters of our Constitution, the other haters of our Constitutional Republic, began a systematic campaign of attack and threats of lawsuits and so on. And the school board consulted their legal counsel, and their legal counsel said, yeah, I fear that the ACLU is going to win when they sue you in court. Our recommendation would be to withdraw your support of the course and withdraw the plan to have it in a public school. So the downside of that is that, you know, those students lose out, but it illustrates to me what has happened. Our public government-run education system cannot tolerate the truth being told to students about the founding of our country, about the worldview of our founders. It cannot tolerate any such thing, because to allow that to be taught would to be go directly against the socialist indoctrination that those schools are primarily all about. Well, the good news is the bunch of people who signed up to take the course is going to still be offered in the community, but not in the high school. It's been banned basically from being held in the high school, and the school board has had to withdraw its support or its sponsorship of the course. But the course is still going on tomorrow night there in Springboro, Ohio, and you know, I applaud our leaders there in Ohio who's pushing forward, and the good thing about this, in one sense, there's no such thing as bad ink. When I ran for a campaign to become a delegate in Maryland, I was told, and I came
David,
to believe, there's no such thing as
we'll
bad
be back
ink.
In a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, do you need to know the Constitution to understand what is really going on in the world and the fact that there's an organized effort by a small group of wealthy and powerful people to utilize the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world government, which is why we have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world, and why American soldiers are being sent to Africa now to extend our influence there as well. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the situation there in Springboro, Ohio, illustrates what happens when those who proclaim tolerance and proclaim diversity show their true colors. They are not tolerant at all of our founders' view of law and government, and they certainly do not want diversity presented in the public government-run education system. They want only their socialist worldview pounded in and indoctrinated into the minds of those students in that public school system. But the battle's far from over, and it illustrates again why parents who really care about a quality education for their children should pull their children directly out of the government-run schools. That's not a quality education. You do far better to homeschool your children than to allow them to be indoctrinated in the system that is called the government-run schools. So our founders said that this worldview that they adopted, this worldview that informed their understanding of what was true law, what was justice, their worldview of law and government came from God's Word, the Bible. And therefore, religious freedom needs to be understood in the context of that worldview. When we've been talking about the First Amendment, we've spoken about it a month ago on the show. We spoke about the various interpretations of it and the false interpretation of the wall of separation and that whole framework that has been used today to really destroy the connection between the biblical worldview and that outworking of that worldview in terms of law and government. Well, the First Amendment, of course, goes on beyond saying that Congress, which means Congress alone is restricted by the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, that is, establishing a national Christian denomination over the entire 13 states at that point, but ultimately all 50 states at this point in time. But then it goes on to say Congress shall not prohibit the free exercise thereof, that is, the free exercise of religion. Now, again, we need to go back and recall that when our founders used the term religion, they were referring to the orthodox branches of Christianity when they said religion. When they were referring to what people today would call other religions, like Buddhism or Hinduism or Mohammedanism, they referred to them as imposter religions, as false religions, in contrast with the true religion, Christianity. And they were not saying that a Mohammedan who came into this country had the freedom to practice Mohammedanism, a false religion, because if you give a Mohammedan the freedom to practice Mohammedanism, what is he going to do? He's going to ultimately engage in jihad, that is, killing those who will not submit to Mohammedanism and follow the God Allah. So it's a dangerous thing to say, let's allow all religions freedom to practice their religion, because after all, the Aztecs and Central America practiced human sacrifice. And so they killed human beings as part of their religion. If you say the person has freedom of religion as an Aztec to practice their religion, then you are saying murder is permissible as long as you give it a color of a religious ritual, then murder is fine. Or we could add to that list rape or incest or theft or any kind of crime against God's law would be permissible just as long as you give it a color and a cover of religiosity. Our founders were not in any such agreement with that. They were not promoting immorality or the violation of God's law, rather prohibiting the free exercise of religion, that is, prohibiting the free exercise of the Christian religion in its orthodox expressions in each of the orthodox branches of Christianity. So they didn't want a Christian theology board overseeing the religious expression in America, saying, well, this Christian denomination here says that they don't believe in, well, let's take an example of taking oaths. And there are some Christian denominations that say you can't take an oath, the scripture forbids it. So they provided for that actually in our Constitution. You can take an oath or make an affirmation. And that affirmation phrase is to allow those who, in certain Orthodox Christian branches of the Christian faith, say that taking an oath is against God's law. So they were fine with that. You know, you can take an oath, you can take an affirmation, depending upon which Christian branch of Christianity you're part of, but you cannot take an oath to Allah as a there's a congressman who swore his oath on the Quran recently, and that should not have been permitted. Our founders would never have permitted such a declaration of allegiance to Allah and allegiance to a false, an imposter religion, Mohammedanism. They would not have permitted that. And so this prohibiting the free exercise thereof refers to the Christian faith in its Orthodox branches alone. And exercise, in the phrase here, of course, implies not just thoughts. It implies your words. It implies your actions. Indeed, Jesus Christ commands us to proclaim the gospel. He commands us to do actions in compliance with our Christian faith. So it's not just enough to say, well, I believe Christianity in my head, but I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. My Christian faith will have no impact on my outside life and just be wrapped up in my head. That's not religious freedom as our founders constructed it. And it's interesting to contrast that with, say, the Soviet Russian constitution, which claimed freedom of religion, or the Chinese, which also, Chinese communists, which claimed freedom of religion, but the freedom of religion they're talking about is only a freedom in your head. Yeah, what you can think about. You could think about these things, but you cannot do anything about it. You cannot say anything about it, because as soon as you do, the state is going to come down and crush you and throw you in prison or torture you or kill you, as both communist regimes in Russia and China have clearly done. So the exercise clause implies not just thought, not just conscience, but it implies words and actions as well. Now, the Supreme Court, not that they're the final arbiter on anything at all, but it's interesting to see in the history of studying our Constitution and how it has been misinterpreted and twisted and so forth. The Supreme Court has issued various decisions on the phrasings of the First Amendment, particularly in this exercise clause. The Supreme Court has come up with a Yoder test. Yoder test was based on a case in 1972, Wisconsin v. Yoder. Yoder was a Amish farmer. I don't remember the exact details of the case, but they said there's three prongs that need to be part of this Yoder test to determine an issue regarding the exercise of religion in our land. First, does the individual have a sincere religious belief? Now, who's going to determine that? Now, who's going to look into the heart of this person and say, is your religious belief sincere or is it not sincere? Well, lawyers wearing black robes. The judges here in the Supreme Court were doing what they always do. Look at just even the most recent Supreme Court decisions. They leave enough ambiguity so that in the future it means we will have to come back to the Supreme Court and ask them their opinion on another question and another question. So it's an expansion of their power. And that's basically every decision of the Supreme Court these days, you could say, is an expansion of their power, a greater and greater power grab in our land. So who's going to determine does an individual have sincere religious belief? Well, the court. The second prong of the Yoder test was, does government action impose substantial burden upon the exercise of that religious belief? Well, again, who is going to make that determination? What's substantial burden? And what's the government action? Does it impose this? And all those questions, who's going to be answering that? Well, again, lawyers wearing black robes. And then the third prong for the Yoder test, the Supreme Court said, was does government have a compelling interest that cannot be achieved by less restrictive means? Again, here, wide open to the courts determining what is a compelling interest, and the courts determining achieving by a less restrictive means. What's a less restrictive? All those questions, who's going to answer it? Lawyers wearing black robes. So you can see this Yoder test that they employ these days is simply an expansion of the Supreme Court's power and rule over every area of our life. So that's the second major clause of the First Amendment, prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The third speaks of abridging the freedom of speech. And again, we need to understand this in the worldview of our founders. The freedom of speech is not to say anything that you want to say, but to speak words that God says are lawful words. In other words, you don't have freedom to cry fire in a crowded theater. That's not a freedom of speech. And, of course, doing that would not really be a federal case anyway. That would be something the states would deal with. And many of the states had very similar clauses in their Bill of Rights or their Declaration of Rights to the First Amendment. So it's not any speech, but the speech that complies with God's law. So, for example, obscenity, which is one of those issues that the Supreme Court has ruled on, and I think that that's not their venue. They shouldn't be ruling on that. Again, it should be something dealt at the state level. But obscenity was not protected speech under the understanding of our founders when they crafted these words. Saying you can't abridge the freedom of speech doesn't mean you have the freedom to blaspheme the name of God, nor the freedom to print and publish pornography, or the freedom to defamation or slander. You know, the freedom of speech is the freedom to speak that which God and which complies with God's law in its entirety. You don't have a freedom of speech,
David,
to solicit crime.
Those are things we handled at the state level, not at the federal level.
Exactly. And again, we need to understand that the Supreme Court has expanded its power, grabbing cases that really should be dealt with at the state level. But just to understand these words, they did not mean the freedom to say anything you want to say, only the freedom to say that which complies with God's law. Well, the fourth clause of the freedom secured in our First Amendment deals with the freedom of the press. That is, Congress does not have the power to abridge the freedom of the press. This is just a continuation of those phrases, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. So freedom of the press, again, to publish, again, not the freedom to publish anything you want to publish that which is in compliance with God's law. So not the freedom to publish pornography, not the freedom to publish obscenity, all those things that have been wrongly decided by the Supreme Court, not at all what our founders had in view. What's interesting, though, when we deal with the freedom of the press, there's one Supreme Court justice, Potter Stewart, who had this view. He said this clause of the press gives the press special protection or preferred status as a check on government power. In fact, Potter Stewart view was spoken of by some as that the press is actually the fourth branch of government. You know, you have the legislative and the executive and the judicial. Oh, and then you have the press. No. That's not what I think our founders had in mind at all. But the freedom of the press probably is much closer in understanding to what Warren Berger said. This clause gives the press no special status, no special protection. It simply extends the protections of free speech, the free speech clause, to the print and of the broadcast media. And indeed, today, that would include the Internet, which is one of those things that's very clearly under attack by those who want to control the Internet at our federal level and don't want the Internet to be a place where free speech is permitted. I want to shut it down, want to control it, I want to censor it, and all that. That flies in the face of what this sense is here, that we have the freedom to publish. But again, our founders' view was to publish in accordance with God's law, not to publish things that are blasphemous, things that are pornography, things that are obscenities. No, that's not the freedom of the press, in spite of the fact that our Supreme Court has declared that it was. That's what this means. No, it does not mean that.
David, here in America, people have the right to publish things that decry Christianity and say it's wrong. People have the right to do that. That's freedom of the press. It is simply the federal government will have nothing to say at all about what is written and what is printed, anything that is to be, because basically in America you have a right to deny Christianity as you have a right to promote Christianity, and our founding fathers were predominantly Christian. They would not take away from someone the right to disagree with it. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, and paramedics and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our area. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air, because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Centus, the uniformed people.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, people have to understand that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It was James Madison who said, our form of government is made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. Why? Because we limited the power of the federal government so men could be free. Yes, there would be restrictions placed on writing and press and speech at the state and the local level, but never at the federal government level. Restrict the power of the federal government so men could be free. And basically, if you don't have a moral people, you can't have freedom. And that is why there's an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. That's why they've taken God out of our schools. That is why the entertainment industry, why television is pushing pornography and all sorts of hatred of Christianity and of God. Why? Because they want to destroy the moral fabric of our society, because there are people who really want a dictatorship in America. And this is why it's so important that, of course, we oppose them as much as we can and try to bring out the fact that there is an organized effort to destroy the fabric of our nation. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get a kit, how they can begin teaching the essence of what America is about to their friends and relatives and neighbors? Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, yes, we have put together what we call a host kit. And by the way, that the folks I was mentioning earlier in Springboro, Ohio, that's essentially what they are doing. They gather a group of people together, show the videos, and following each video, there's some discussion questions, question and answer, as well as two true-false. There's a series of test questions and some supplemental readings that the student will do between the 12 sessions that gather to study these materials. And these sessions together in a classroom setting always spark lively, involved debate, particularly about what's happening in the newspaper of the morning. You know, you open the newspaper every day and you can see issues that relate to what our founders believed about law and government. So knowing that it's kind of intimidating to teach the Constitution yourself, we put together this host kit that gives the average citizen the equipment they need to conduct a course where the lectures are given by Institute on the Constitution staff. And the details of hosting the class and leading the discussion and answering the questions, all of those materials are given to the person purchasing the host kit. So to get a hold of a host kit and start a class in your community, either call us. You can call us at Institute on the Constitution toll-free. That number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can check us out on our website. Our website's easy to remember. It's one word, The American View, all is one word, theamericanview.com. And when you come to the very first page of theamericanview.com, there's a blue button partway down that page. Click on that button. It says more information about the host kit. It'll take you to our store, give you a description, show you the options. There's three levels that you could step into, the basic student kit, the complete student kit, or the full host kit that you're going to lead a class for a group of folks. And I encourage listeners to get a hold of this, because we are losing our liberties. It's obvious, particularly with the current administration, but even the previous administration, our liberties are under direct attack. We are losing them very, very rapidly, and it will be lost altogether if Americans do not stand up at this juncture in history and say, hey, I need to do something. I need to work to restore the republic. I need to defend liberty, and one of the most effective ways to do that is to begin teaching this course. Because if citizens do not know the foundations, and they do not know the meaning of the words to our Declaration, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, they will not know how to preserve that freedom secured to us by those documents. They will not know how to evaluate somebody running for office. One of the lessons, I believe it's lesson 11, we talk about how do you go about asking questions of someone running for office. They come knocking on your door and they ask for your vote and ask for your money. And what are some questions you should ask them that help ferret out what they truly believe? Because having run for office myself, I know that most candidates, they are very, very cautious to reveal to you what it is they truly believe until they know what it is you expect to hear from them. So they kind of do a mind-reading trick, if they can, and figure out what it is that you want to hear, or they ask you what are your concerns rather than telling you what they will do when they take office. A typical trick of those running for office. But you can cut through all of that snow job and get straight to the heart of the matter, asking simple questions like, what is the purpose of government? And you'll know, after having taken our course, you'll know in an instant whether they hold to our founders' worldview of law and government and what they said the purpose of government is, which is clearly declared in the Declaration of Independence, or if they hold to a socialist view or a communist view or some other view other than that of our founders. So get a host kit, begin a class. It doesn't have to be a large class. We have many people doing classes in their living room. Others have gotten space at church or permission to use the classroom in church and so on, and some even in public facilities and town hall, you know, those kind of settings where they could gather a group of citizens together, train them in this understanding of law and government of our founders, and therefore take one step towards restoring the republic. One of the encouraging things, Dr. Stan, out there in Ohio is the multiplication we have seen of classes. Last month I was there graduating, I don't know, it's over 100 students in 8 different classes, and to see those students buying a host kit and then planning either this summer or in the fall to start a class in their community, just like a wildfire. It's 2,000-3,000 students now graduated in the past 3 or 4 years, and it's growing rapidly. I got a host there in one town that had such interest once he began his class, such interest in his class that he's actually starting a second class halfway through the first class. So he's about week 6, and now he's starting another class for people who got interested but weren't there for the very beginning. And so they said, hey, could you offer us another class? So that's the kind of response we're seeing as Americans are waking up to the reality that what we have as civil government in Washington, D.C., is not at all in adherence with our Constitution and not at all about securing our God-given rights. No, it seems to be all about violating those God-given rights, robbing us blind and robbing future generations. So either call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796, or you can go to our website, which is simply The American View, theamericanview.com, and click on that blue button there. It says more information about our host kits. Well, going back.
Very good, and I encourage people to get started learning about our Constitution so you can understand that most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today is unconstitutional. And these people who have sworn an oath to support our Constitution are violating it at every turn, as we move from being a free society into a dictatorship. Go right ahead, David.
No, thank you, Dr. Stan. And indeed, if we don't do something, and this is the first thing, it's certainly not the last thing, but the first thing is to build a community of citizens who understand the truth about our founding documents rather than lies that the courts and others are telling us today. Well, the final secure right secured by our First Amendment, we have the freedom of religion, not abridging the freedom of speech or the freedom of the press. The final is of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Hold that thought until we get back from this break. Our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This military tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of the program this morning, our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, go right ahead.
Well, that final and fifth liberty secured to us by the First Amendment, the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances, was of very personal concern to our founders because they had experienced the king's insensitivity to their grievances. The colonists had met the First Congress 1774 and put together a list of grievances, sent them off to the king, and the king basically backlashed them. It wasn't in any way, shape, or form going to answer to these lowly people. He had no concern about their grievances whatsoever. And so they experienced a government, a tyrannical dictatorial government that refused to answer the grievances of the colonists. And so they wanted to be sure, absolutely sure, that this new government they were forming was going to protect and secure the individual's right to air their grievances with their government without retaliation on the part of the government. And so the public presentation of grievances, they knew would be a safety valve against the kind of violence that might take place. And so we have many examples in our own day. I think of the Tea Party gatherings in 2009 that just swamped Washington, D.C. Of course, the media wouldn't truly tell how many people were there, but it appears well over a million. And most estimates say it was the largest gathering in Washington, D.C. ever. And what happened as a result of it? Nothing. The government did absolutely nothing to more than a million Americans showing up at their doorstep and demanding a redress of grievances on a series of issues. And the response was dead silence, absolutely nothing. Congress and the White House, they all pretended it didn't even happen. It was like a non-event.
When was that, David?
In 2009,
okay.
Yeah, and so we have a government today completely unresponsive, just like King George III was unresponsive. He pretended that the colonists and their grievances, their Continental Congress in 1774, that it never happened. It made no difference to him. He just marched on with his tyrannical plan, just as our Washington, D.C. is marching on with its tyrannical plan, undeterred. In fact, what we have experienced is the pushback. The pushback that now says that if you're in the same building with one member of Congress or the president or Supreme Court and you oppose what they stand for and in any way are public about your opposition to what the elected official, you will be arrested. You will be arrested, and instead of your grievances going to be heard, you're going to be put in prison for simply opposing the government within the same building as that elected official is president. What astonishing, outrageous violation of the very foundational principles of our country being done by Washington, D.C. today. They obviously do not want to hear from Americans. They're telling us, shut up and do what you're told, pay your taxes, submit to all of our regulations. When we tell you to jump, just ask how high. Don't you ever complain about your government. Basically, worship your government. Your government is your master, your lord, and your god. You better worship it, never criticize it. Our founders said, no. That's the path to tyranny. There is no liberty in such a design of government. And we can see the plans for tyranny, actually, of Washington, D.C., are far more egregious and violative of our God-given rights than King George III ever was. And so when our founders rose up and said, that is wrong. We're not going to tolerate the king's vicious violation of our God-given rights. Far too many Americans are content, they're content to say, well, you know, we got to fight the terrorists. And some guy with a towel on his head in some cave in Afghanistan is a big threat to us. And so we just got to surrender all of our rights so we can be protected from the terrorists. Oh, what a mistake. That was, you know, what our founders warned us of. Ben Franklin's famous for having said, anyone who wants to surrender their freedoms for safety deserves neither, and they'll get neither either, because there's no safety from the terrorists when they, as you have said on many other shows, Dr. Sand, the terrorists themselves are being funded by our own government. In other words, our own government creates the enemy that's supposed to scare us to surrender our rights. Well, then who's the real terrorist? You can put the pieces together and figure that one out. And our founders knew that unless the people have a process of redress of grievances with their government. What is going to happen is the government is going to become progressively tyrannical. The government is going to progressively violate their God-given rights. And that is what they designed our Constitution, and they designed this Bill of Rights to prevent from happening. So the astonishing thing is that it, exactly what they designed it to prevent is exactly what is happening. The exact opposite is being done by Washington, D.C., which tells you things like that law that says they can arrest you if you protest or you're in opposition to some member of Congress or some elected official who's in the presence in the same building that you happen to be in. If you have a sign of protest or voice of protest, you could be arrested for doing such. That bill actually passed tells you that the people in the executive branch, as well as the people in the legislative branch, and the people in the judicial branch do not believe our Constitution is the supreme law of the land. They do not believe the philosophy of government of our founding fathers. They do not believe that they are to be in submission to this document that they have taken an oath before Almighty God to uphold. In fact, they believe themselves above all of that. They can make up the law any way they please. They are the law. The law is whatever comes out of the ink coming out of the tip of their pen, regardless of whether it violates the standard of the First Amendment or not. So we have a lawless government, and I guess that's a contradiction in terms, because a government is law-abiding. So when you have a lawless government, really you can't use that term. It's better to say you've got a mafia running the show, that they are criminals, they are violating the law, knowingly, publicly violating the law, nothing hidden about it whatsoever. And they're a gang of criminals and a gang of thieves who obviously are only here to rob, steal, and to plunder the American people. And they're doing a very successful job at those things. So we're in a desperate day, in a sense, because these lawbreakers have all the levers of power. They've got the military in their control. They've got the police force, and they have more prisons than any other country in the world. And all of this they have going against us. But we, the people, have the truth. And the truth is more powerful than all their lies and all their imposition of power and their police force and their army and their prisons. We have the truth as given to us by our founders, and we need to get that truth out to every corner of America.
We're out of time, David. God bless. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for everything you do. David, Pastor David Whitney, the Institute on the Constitution.
Great Plains.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Four.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and remember what Madison said. Our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not suffice for any other. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why they had to take God out of our schools. That's why the television is full of pornography and efforts to destroy our faith in God. There are people who want a dictatorship. And if you don't understand what this is about, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand that there really is a Luciferian satanic conspiracy behind what's going on today. And they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world totalitarian government, which is why we have our troops all throughout the world. And you need to get this message out to everyone you know. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Try to get them to listen to my radio programs. As you know, we do 5 hours of radio a day. You can hear us at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Of course, we're here on this program, this station, every morning. But your job is to get people to understand what this is about. We have a couple of good talks. One is called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, another population control, the secret agenda, going into the genocidal policies that are being carried out, financed with your tax money, that have already killed billions of people or unborn children and are destined to kill billions more. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you haven't read my treatise on the population control agenda, population control agenda, go off on the internet, pull it down, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Pull it down, copy it, circulate it. Let people understand the enemy is not over in Russia. The enemy is not in, you know, suddenly the terrorists. The enemy is here in America. People of great wealth who want to destroy the majority of the population of the world today. And that's why they're poisoning our water. And they're poisoning our food. And they're poisoning our air. And they're poisoning our vaccines. You need to get the information. We've got a wonderful talk. It's called Vaccines, the Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, an article just recently about how the 30 million people who were given a cancer virus when you took the polio vaccine. 30 million Americans carry the SV40 virus. SV40 virus. They got it in the polio vaccine. Do you really want to give your children vaccines? You don't know what they put in them. Go up on the internet and check it out. SV40 virus in the polio vaccine. 30 million people were given it, and the cancer did it. Thought it was there, and they knew it was there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way,